Hello everyone, my name is Dan Radakovic from Linaro Company. I'm currently involved in the Oniro project under the Eclipse Foundation, and today for you I'll be talking about the Oniro CI testing integration with Lava. So what is Oniro? It's a fully connected all-scenario intelligence ecosystem within the Eclipse Foundation. It provides unique user experience across different consumer devices and scenarios. It's providing every device maker with the same technology baseline in an open, trusted, transparent way. And the layered architecture is built around the Okta project and BitBake build system. It consists of the kernel layer, system services layer, framework layer, and application layer. So we've got a lot of things to test. On the other hand, we've got Lava. So what is Lava? It stands for the Linaro Automated Validation Architecture. It's essentially a test execution system. So we are testing software on the real hardware. We achieve that with three basic steps, which are deploy, boot, and test. Some example usages would be the boot testing within the kernel CI project. We got the system level testing in the LKFT projects within Linaro. We test power consumption benchmarks and a lot of other things. So how did it work before? So you got your average developer having a board on his desk. He has to connect the power control to the board. He needs a serial relay and a way to deploy the image to the board via DHCP and NFS server. So first he would like power on the board, telnet to it, set up the DHCP, then all the necessary parameters to boot the image, and then log in to that image, run tests, and then power off the board. So Lava achieves all of this automatically. So there are two main parts of Lava. This is the Lava server and the Lava worker. So Lava worker is physically connected to the DUT via serial relay, and in some cases other things. We got Lava worker controlling the power of the board and also deploying the image in an automated fashion, collecting all the results from tests and sending them to Lava server, essentially. So there are many supported methods for all those three steps. Some of these include for the deploy, a step include TFTP, NBD, Flasher, NPS, SSH, Docker, etc. For the boot, the regular U-boot, PyOCD, Fastboot, Docker, QEMU, and others. For test step, we can fetch tests via Git repository. We can have interactive tests. We can monitor like pre-burn tests on the image, which are automatically run, etc. Currently, there's a north of 300 devices supported in Lava, and this number is constantly growing. So there's a lot of coverage for the boards. I will briefly explain the concept Lava, which is relevant in Oniro, which is called the remote labs. So as I've stated previously, Lava consists of the server and the worker. So the Lava server and associated to the workers can optionally be physically located in different places. So it means multiple workers, for an instance, can be in the distributed locations. So each of the worker group is called a remote lab. So Lava server stores the test results and hosts the web interface for all the distributed workers and their DUTs. So it all appears as a single instance. How do we utilize remote labs concept in the Oniro project? So we got the DUT management in the hands of the originators and vendors. So there's no need to educate central lab personnel on every board from every vendor. No, there is no hardware shipping or return cycle with problematic board debugging. No hardware maintenance by lab personnel, which in turn reduces costs. We achieve decentralization, so each member or contributor to the project can add physical devices on different locations. We got sharing, so devices added under testing can be shared by a public and cloud interface. We've got scalability, and means which each site can add 1 to 100s of devices on its premises. How we deploy Lava in the Oniro project. So the whole concept support the infrastructure as a code concept. We've got the Lava server in the cloud, And we got the worker provisioning streamlined, which means both installation configurations are all automatically deployed. We got the automatic upgrades of remote labs based on server version, which means whenever there's a new Lava version upstream, the only thing we need to do is upgrade the server, and all the workers on all the remote locations are upgraded automatically. This also includes the no upgrade downtime as well. Currently, we have three remote labs. One is in Warsaw, one in Belgrade, Serbia, and the third one in Shanghai, China. Supported devices currently in the Onero project are QEMU, Raspberry Pi 4, Nitrogen, Arduino Nano, BLE33, and from the Seco vendor V68 and C61 board. So this is how our CI loop looks like. So we got on one hand contributors and the developers committing code to the GitLab where the Onero project is hosted. We got a Bitbake building artifacts, and then the jobs to the Lava are submitted. Lava in turn runs the tests on the connected DOTs. When all those tests are finished, the Lava will trigger a manual job in the pipeline, which in turn will pick up all those test results from the Lava via the REST API and report them in GitLab. So GitLab, newer versions of GitLab has this feature where you can upload the test in the JUnit format, and it will display them in the UI, and you can also pick them up via the REST interface. So so this is like a brief explanation. So you've got the developer pushing the merge request, building artifacts, jobs are submitted via the CI pipeline, and then we test, trigger the manual CI pipeline, and feed the results back to GitLab, report test results back to the merge request, which in turn will fail or pass, depending on whether there are failed tests or not, or you can set some sort of threshold if there are any failures, and you profit. So I guess now it is time for the Q&A session. I want to thank you all for listening in, and join us at the oneyearproject.org. Thank you.
Hi all, welcome to the Q&A section. Let's go to questions, but at the moment we don't have any. Let me start with this. What was your biggest challenge with this integration?
Well, I guess the biggest challenge was actually the setting up Lava in a infrastructure as a code manner, so that we can do deployments in a streamlined manner. So that, for example, we have currently 10 plus workers. So if we want to scale, then we had to make those set up of the workers